Higher oil prices and new drilling technology has renewed interest amongst big oil companies and their backers in exploiting Alaska's untapped offshore oil fields. Oil giant Shell sees the prospect of pumping 27 billion barrels of crude oil, similar to the oil bonanza at Prudhoe Bay, which has now become depleted. Environmentalists and other critics say new offshore oil leases between 3 and 200 miles offshore creates the prospect of another Exxon Valdez-style disaster. According to the Christian Science Monitor, the biggest prize for drilling rights is the Chukchi Sea, an ice-covered region between Alaska and Russia that is similar in size to the Gulf of Mexico. Currently, there are only 5 oil rigs in the Chukchi Sea, but Shell recently paid over $2 billion for oil leases there. Native groups see the new offshore drilling activity as a threat to their traditional culture, to whales and other marine mammals. Lawsuits filed by environmentalists also cast doubt on the legality of oil leases granted by the Bush administration. A federal appeals court labeled the leases granted in 2008 flawed and irrational. As the housing market started to crumble in late 2007, Moody's Investor Services, a top credit rating agency trusted by investors, pushed out executives who had sent up warning flags about the danger of mortgage-backed securities. The booming financial services company, on the eve of the financial crash, promoted key executives from its structured finance division who worked with Wall Street bankers to repackage mortgages and other securities to sell to investors. Moody's also padded its compliance department with people who gave the highest ratings to mortgage pools that later were downgraded to junk status. According to McClatchy newspapers, the full extent of the conflict of interest in the credit rating agencies, Moody's, Standard & Poor's and Fitch, is still poorly understood a year after the stock market crash. Former Moody's Vice President Mark Frober says the demise of the credit agency began in 2000 when management promoted a new aggressive business-friendly culture that made it difficult to assign critical ratings to securities. From 2001 to 2006, Moody's more than doubled its revenues, making big profits from packaging deals and giving high ratings to mortgage-backed securities. Now, more than 60% of the mortgages rated by Moody's have been downgraded. Congress is now debating a major overhaul of financial services regulation, including creating a new consumer watchdog agency. On Election Day, November the 3rd, the fight over same-sex marriage will be centered in Maine. Voters will decide the fate of Question 1, which could overturn a new law permitting gay marriage. In many ways, the campaign over Question 1 is a replay of Proposition 8 that banned gay marriage in California last year. Foes of gay marriage in Maine have hired the same media consultant to run their ads. The No on One campaign is being run by the former campaign manager of Governor John Balducci, a two-term Democrat, and has opened field offices in 5 cities. Backers of gay marriage are currently leading the fundraising race, even though the Catholic Diocese of Portland, Maine, is strongly supporting the ban on gay marriage. In the closing days of the campaign, anti-gay marriage forces received an infusion of over $1 million from the National Organization for Marriage, a group that the No on One campaign calls a radical anti-equality group from New Jersey. According to an analysis by the 538 website, over 80% of the anti-gay marriage funding came from 2 large donors, the National Organization for Marriage and the Catholic Diocese of Portland, Maine. In contrast, gay marriage backers have developed a base of small donors from Maine and nationally, along with the support of several big donors, including the Human Rights Campaign. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Indu Anand.